Janet Jackson's unexpected revelation at last Sunday's Super Bowl may point to some harsh realities about the business of sports. Consumers have a growing number of entertainment options, TV sports audiences are declining, and leagues feel pressure to do everything they can to attract new fans. Joining me now, as he does most Fridays, is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Welcome once again.
Hi, Stefan. Robert.
Talk a little bit about this linking of celebrities from music and the movies and sports events for the purposes of marketing.
It's grown as I think audiences have gradually eroded and leagues have felt this pressure to do more and more. The National Football League has been the leader in this area. They've moved from the Super Bowl, which of course for a long time has been a star-studded act, to booking entertainment acts all the time. They've got people on staff whose job it is to just do this for other events during the season. The National Basketball Association also has gotten big into entertainment. The goal for these leagues is to get the biggest names possible and to get a good cross-section of acts, rock, rap, country, whatever appeals to as wide an audience as possible. They need to hook these casual fans who may not be quite so interested in the actual game. And you also want to be cool. You want to get a younger audience that's distracted, that may not care so much about sports, that may have better things to do.
But there's an obvious tension here. If you're going for these audiences with edgier stuff, or more hip stuff, if that's still a word, a hip word, I don't know, you're also trying to remain this mainstream show that families across America will all watch together.
Right, and this is the great conflict in pro sports right now. At some point, these leagues, as they push it farther and farther in an effort to stay in touch with everybody, risk losing control over the productions that they are in charge of. So they've got to weigh the benefit of the star wattage against the potential for criticism. Last fall, we had here in Washington the National Football League opening its season with a concert on the Mall. It starred Britney Spears, and frankly, a lot of the ads leading up to that were fairly explicit. Football players sort of leering at Britney Spears.
It starred Pepsi-Cola, as I recall.
And the other criticism that leagues run into is when they try to over-commercialize these events in the name, again, of reaching a mass audience. So I think what happened at the Super Bowl is starting to make leagues think twice about who they book and how they present it.
Yeah, and the NFL, National Football League, evidently is thinking twice about its, what I assume is its last event, the Pro Bowl, the All-Star game. They have actually canceled one of the acts for halftime there.
Right. It actually canceled the halftime show, which was supposed to feature a bandmate of Justin Timberlake's. Timberlake, of course, was the performer who ripped off...
Made her costume malfunction.
Janet Jackson's costume. That's right. The NFL says it took a look at this act and deemed that it was inappropriate, and instead it's going to have a halftime show with 1,000 Hawaiian dancers and some conch blowers. Now, it's also worth mentioning that the NBA's All-Star game is coming up a week from Sunday. It'll be in Los Angeles. And according to people that I and a colleague of mine at the Journal talked to, the league is reviewing its plans for that show, and it's raised some concerns about the singer Beyoncé Knowles, who is the headline act for the halftime show. She wanted to sing one of her songs off of a new album, sexually suggestive song. The NBA has raised some concerns about that. It also contacted Bono, the rock star, to see if he was available to perform an AIDS awareness song. He's not, but the league is taking a look at that show. And it's also worth mentioning, I think, that TNT, which is broadcasting that game, is considering using a seven-second delay to avoid the kind of thing that we saw at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, tape delay is back in. On another front in the conflict, it seems, between television, entertainment, and pro sports, the Playmakers, the ESPN dramatic series about a pro football team, canceled, many say under pressure from the National Football League.
ESPN said the NFL's opinion about the show did influence its decision to cancel it. Now, the Playmakers was about a fictitious pro football team. The plot lines depicted spousal abuse, drug use, violence, pretty much every ill
in the sports
pro sports.
Every day, yeah.
Exactly. ESPN, on the one hand, you could argue, kowtowed to the NFL. It's its broadcast partner. It didn't want to alienate the league any further. On the other hand, you've got these leagues that are pushing the entertainment envelope, capitalizing on the mass appeal of these pop stars who sing about sex and rap about violence. On the other, they want to guard their images very, very carefully.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Sports writer Stefan Fatsis, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.